Sometimes I think Abba is a little afraid of Aisha. It's like she always knew what she wanted, and he was put on this earth to answer her commands. Back in Dhaka, when Abba wasn't sure about going to America, she cut out an article and put it in his lap, a story about a Bangladeshi girl who'd graduated top of her class in economics and now worked for the World Bank. "We may be one of the poorest countries in the world," she told Abba, "but we're the richest in brains." Abba laughed then. Where did an 8-year-old learn to say such things? That's the way it always was. "Oh, did you hear what the teacher said about Aisha today?" "Your sister," the other girls would whisper to me. "She's different."